My name's Kim, I'm a compulsive overeater.
Okay.
This is a great opportunity for me to do my before and after, because I've been coming for a long time and I can forget. My job today is to remember who I was before, because I came initially on day one to lose weight or get control of my eating. And I'm still here, and I realise there's so much more on offer. I'm a completely different person to the one that came in, and I'm so grateful, that I've stuck around. I've been coming for about 20 years, and I'm very happy to come for another 20 years. I've got a few photographs which I'm going to pass around, because my eating history was under-eating initially. And then I discovered the joys of overeating. So my weight, I'd say I was probably borderline anorexic at one stage, you'll see in the photographs, although I thought I looked fine. And then swung the other way and started to be unable to stop eating. But just to rewind a bit, to go back to the beginning, I think, like a lot of people in the programme, somewhere along the line I picked up the idea that I wasn't quite up to scratch in some way. I have to get a bit slightly emotional when I talk about this, because I feel I did myself a disservice over many years. And, I feel... it's a shame the way I treated myself. I wouldn't have actually treated anyone else the way I treated myself. When I went into a room, I had an idea I wasn't as good as anyone else. I used to sort of put people in categories and, this person's more important than me, this person's more successful, this person's more attractive. So I was my own worst enemy, actually. And I think my eating really took off when I left my parents' home and I was living on my own, or I was actually living in halls of residence with other students. And I was very lonely, and I did, had this idea that I wasn't up to scratch, and I sort of gravitated to possibly, without being unkind to other people, the lower echelons of society, and found some people to hang out with who were not very ambitious and liked to take drugs and quite sort of hedonistic lifestyle, searching for ways to make myself feel better about myself, actually. And I feel quite sad about that now, and that went on for many years, and bizarrely my life was running along parallel quite successfully. I was working as a costume person in the television industry and having a really great time and doing quite well, but I remember going for an interview for a promotion and actually having binged the night before, and I quite frankly didn't care whether I got the job or not. So it was as if my life was running along without me. I was over here and my life was going on without me. And there was a lot of addictive behaviour. I was very able to switch, from many different addictions, and I was just on the journey to try and make myself happy, try and make myself feel better about myself. There's huge amounts of people pleasing. Most of my relationships were pretty unhealthy. I gravitated towards the fixer upper, the person that needed fixing up, possibly because I didn't feel I deserved any better. So I spent many years with a big stick, beating myself over the head with it. And I realised I possibly was clinically depressed, I would imagine, by the time I realised I needed to do something. My weekends were spent, this was in the olden days when we didn't have a mobile phone. I unplugged the phone. I just spent the whole weekend binging. There was quite a good social life at work, and I could have been with other people, but I chose to be on my own and to eat, you know, that just be alone and eat. And I realised this wasn't the life that I'd wanted, or, you know, this wasn't work. I'd lost my way. I think that it's described in the big book as a God-shaped hole, and, you know, something was missing. And all the things I was trying to use to fill it up were not working. So I began my journey of the easier, softer ways of trying various methods to get, you know, to get out of the hole I was in. Relationship-wise, I do remember when I look back, I never really let anyone get very near to me. My relationships were not very honest. It was all very superficial. There was a lot of acting going on. You know, I was pretending everything was fine. So nobody around me really knew what was happening. And I was away from my parents, so, you know, there was a distinct lack of honesty about the whole thing. So I think I did go to a counsellor, and they asked me to write down everything I was eating. And I was so mortified by these great lists of food that I was taking back to this person. That didn't last very long. I think there was one where I had some pads strapped to myself that little electric shocks went through, so that my weight, my size would be reduced. But of course, I didn't mention, as I went back each week, the amount of eating that was going on in between. So the insanity of the whole thing, you know, of going through this process, which was never going to work. Dieting, you know, I did try various diets. And eventually I made the connection that actually the eating was just a symptom and there was something more going on. I was in Kent at the time, and I found my way. A doctor actually mentioned OA to me, which I'm very grateful for. And I staggered along to the OA meeting in Kent. And it was sort of run by two people who'd come from AA. And food wasn't talked about very much. There was a huge emphasis on the spirituality of the program. And I was a little bit scared of these two people, but I asked the woman if she would be my sponsor. And she said she would. And she said to me, with regard to the food side of things, she said, eat three healthy meals a day with nothing in between. That was the extent of the instructions I was given. And we began to work the steps together. I didn't have much in common with her, but she did me a huge favour, and I went through the steps with her. I remember sitting outside, I'd written my fourth step, which was like a catalogue of all the things I'd done wrong, and, you know, mortified by various behaviours. And I went into her house with great trepidation, and I shared all this with her, and she didn't comment, she didn't judge me, and I left that house. The most enormous weight was lifted, and I didn't have instant abstinence, sadly. I did go back for further research, which it took me a while to for my food to get where it should be. But eventually I found the more steps I worked, as promised, the compulsion to overeat was lifted. And I was probably at that stage looking at that photograph, so I was on the heavier side. And after about a year, I did start to lose weight, just a year of just eating three meals a day, healthy meals a day with nothing in between. It took a long time, but the weight did gradually start to fall off. And lo and behold, miracle, my life changed in many, many ways. My relationships changed. I was finally, after many years, I was honest with people. I was able to go into a room and feel I was equal to everyone else in that room. And, you know, life started to get good. Got into a healthy relationship with someone. And I was able to cope with life on a day-to-day basis without overeating. So for me, I mean, life didn't stop having horrible bits. You know, horrible things still happened, but I didn't have to eat on them. So I didn't have that coping mechanism. Was I had a new strategy, and that's why I'm still here. You know, life still happens, but I'm just so grateful that I got this program. I have a way of dealing with life now. A wonderful relationship with my higher power, who being a bit of a compulsive, obsessive person, I did go through a phase of being compulsive and obsessive about all the workshops and all the retreats, and been to monasteries all over the country and had a wonderful time. That's one obsession that was actually paid off. I've got wonderful memories of monks in chapels, and a whole new world has opened up to me, you know, the spiritual side of the program. And where I'm at now, I just live in the last three steps. I meditate, I pray, I go to a meeting once a week, I sponsor people, I follow the instructions, and I will really, really want to hang on to what I've got. I'll do whatever it takes, because I want to stay here. Thanks very much for listening.
Thank you. Thank you.